Well, good Thursday morning, beloved, and welcome to our time together as we are reading God's Word. Today we are in Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 through chapter 2, verse 5. And here Paul describes how he has suffered for the sake of the gospel, and he warns the Colossians not to let anyone deceive them with false arguments. The opening verse in chapter 2 mentions that Paul has also worked with the people in Laodicea, which is located about 12 miles west of Colossae. It is believed that Paul's letter to the Colossians was meant to be read by the letter in Laodicea as well. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let's begin. Let me see, Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 24. And now I am happy about my sufferings for you, for by means of my physical sufferings, I am helping to complete what still remains of Christ's sufferings on behalf of his body, the church. And I have been made a servant of the church by God, who gave me this task to perform for your good. It is the task of fully proclaiming his message, which is the secret he has hid all through all past ages from all human beings, but has now revealed to his people. God's plan is to make known his secret to his people, this rich and glorious secret which he has for all peoples. And the secret is that Christ is in you, by which means that you will share in the glory of God. And so we preach Christ to everyone. With all possible wisdom, we warn and teach them in order to bring each one into God's presence as a mature individual in union with Christ. To get this done, I toil and struggle using the mighty strength which Christ supplies and which is at work in me. Now let me tell you how hard I have worked for you and for the people in Laodicea and for all others who do not know me personally. I do this in order that they may be filled with courage and may be drawn together in love and so have the full wealth of assurance which true understanding brings. In this way, they will know God's secret, which is Christ himself. He is the key that opens all the hidden treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. I tell you then, do not let anyone deceive you with false arguments, no matter how good they may seem to be. For even though I am absent in the body, yet I am with you in spirit. And I am glad as I see the resolute firmness with which you stand together in your faith in Christ. And today's key verse is Colossians 2:5, where Paul writes, I am glad as I see the resolute firmness in which you stand together in your faith in Christ. And in this one passage of Scripture, Paul explains the whole reason for the church. The church isn't a denomination. It's not a building. The church is each individual Christian. And we must have that same resolute firmness that so we can stand together in our faith in Christ. That's why the church is here, because God puts us together to encourage each other so that when one is lacking, then another can encourage. And we do this together. The church makes it through this time of testing. Together, the church arrives at those pearly gates. Together, God is growing us in faith. Not one at a time, but together as the body of Christ, the bride of the Lamb. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the mighty strength that you provide and which is at work in me. When in whatever struggles I may face, I know that you are there to help and to guide me. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we read Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 19, where the Apostle Paul reminds the Colossians to remain united in Christ. Until then, beloved, God's richest blessings for you and your family is my prayer.